Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin daf Tezayin, and we are on Tezayin of an Aleph, right, up to Shtar. Ubishtar. So remember, we discussed starting on 2 days ago's daf. We are now in the world of Avadim. The two of the major discussions, dafim, relating to Avadim, we had in Meseches Gittin. In the fourth parak, we had seven daf related to issues of Avadim, and here we have related to Kinyanim of Avadim. So the Mishnah tells us on Dav Yud Dalet of a base that an Eved Ivri is Nikne, Kesef, Shtar. Two ways that an Eved Ivri can be acquired by a master. Vekona Atzmo, Bishanim of Yovo, Bigiron Kesef. The three ways that an Eved Ivri can acquire his freedom is listed there as well, as we'll get to all of those, B'ezras Hashem, today. So we're up to number two, though. How is an Eved Ivri nikne b'shtar? We just discussed the past day and a half how he's nikne b'kesef. So what about shtar? So that's what we're up to now. U'b'shtar minalan, fourth line on Tezayin Amid Aleph. How do we know that an Eved Ivri is nikne b'shtar? Amar Ula, Amar Krab, or even before, just one note. I might have mentioned this in the past, but it is interesting that every Kenyan throughout all of these dafim requires a makar. Right? The fact that we went through Kesef Shtar and Bia for Kiddushin, and now we're going through the Kinyanim for Eved Ivri, and we're going to get into the Kinyanim for Eved Kenani, and the Kinyanim for Karka, and the Kinyanim for every item. There's a makar for every one. Right? You might have said that some of these might be based on Svara. This logic, this is how the Kinyan is done. It's logical. Why? Because the root of all Kinyanim, as we have mentioned, and as we'll mention again, is two words. Horaz bailus, a reflection of ownership. That's how that's the root message of almost all Kinyanim. So you might have said that misvara, this is the best reflection of bailus. But no, the Gemara requires a mucker for each and every Dera Kinyan, which itself points to a specific standard of what is required, not just logic, but based on the Torah is machadesh, that this is a formal action that affects the acquisition itself. Okay, so just with that ha'ara, we continue. So, minalan, how do I know that that shtar works to acquire an Eved Ivri, either one of the types of Eved Ivri Machru Bezdin, or Machru Atzmo, the two types of Eved Ivri? Says the Gemara, Amar Ula, Amar Kra, Im Acheres Yikach Lo. Right, the pasuk that compares Acheres, another wife, Yikach Lo, if he takes another wife for him. So we compare the two Amma Ivriya, which we compare to Eved Ivri, and a previous wife. Hikisha Akasav La'acheres. So the Pasuk compares the Ivri status and the Ben Chorin status. Hikisha Akasav La'acheres. So Ma'acheres Mikne B'shtar, just like an Acheres, just like an Isha, Kiddushe Shtar, works. Afama Ivriya Mikne B'shtar. So to an Amma Ivriya is Nikne B'shtar, and we compare that to an Eved Ivri as well. So that's the first Makar for shtar. Tosas brought up this Gemara earlier, back on Dav Dalet, Amid Beis. Tosas brought up, we know that there were makaras there for Kiddushe Kesef, Hadio Kiddushe Kesef, either V'yatzachinam and Kesef, Kiyikach, Gzereshava, Kichach, Kichach, Miste Ephron. Tosas there discussed, why didn't the Gemara bring this Hekesh? Emacheres Yikach Lo. So why wasn't that a good Hekesh, comparing Amid Ivriya to Kiddushin of a Bas Chorin, to say that this is the makar for Kiddushe Kesef, just like we know Kesef works by Amma Ivriya. So he brought up Yasachina, but we didn't bring up this Hekesh. So why don't we bring this up? Tosfos there, Dalet Amud Beis, has two answers. V'yesh lomar, di'ime Hekesh l'chud, hava mina delo sagi bepruta, achihe beiz prutos, kidde be'inan ba'Amma Ivriya. Number one, you might have thought it's more than a pruta, if you remember. For Giron Kesef, we said maybe it's even more than a pruta because you have to be able to go less. So with just the Hekesh, I might have said that Kiddushin is even more, requirement is more than a pruta. Or number two, Tosfos says a different answer in the name of Rabbeinu Netanel. Rabbeinu Netanel, Tireis Tekiva Delo Yadanu, Da'ama Ivriya Niknes B'Kesef, Elamei V'Havdeh. The only way, how do you know Kesef is nikne by Amma Ivriya? Only because of, as we just said, the Giron Kesef, the Yitziah of Amma Ivriya. So the fact that an Amma Ivriya goes free with Kesef teaches me that she is nikne b'kesef. And now we're trying to say, an Amma Ivriya is nikne b'kesef, and that would teach me that Kiddushe Kesef works as well. Says Tosfos, that would be too many steps. Too many said if the whole source of Kesef for Kinyan Ameivriya is from Yitzia Ameivriya, but we're trying to learn Kinyan by Kiddushe Isha, so therefore that wouldn't be good enough. Vo Yafinan Mine Kinyan Shalisha, Lefisha Bi Yitzia Sein Yotze B'Kesef, because after all, in the context by Kiddushe Isha, right, we learned back in the earlier in the parak that Kesef is not going to help your Fergerishin. It's only Shtar. So because your original source, says Tosfos, is going to be a Yitzia, this is not going to be a good makar for the Kinyan of Isha, unless it's direct, like Gzeira Shava and the like. But if it's going to be two Limudim, so that's not going to be good enough. It's an important 2 days in Tosfos, back on Dalet Amid Beis. Okay, so back to our source. So the Gemara brings up this Hekish in order to teach me that an Amma Ivriya or an Eved Ivri is Nikne B'Shtar. Says the Gemara, Hani Chalamanda Amar Shtar Amma Ivriya Adon Kosvo. So this works out fine and well according to the opinion that says that when you have a Shtar Amma Ivriya, who writes the Shtar by the Kenyan? The Adon. The master writes the Shtar. So then that's fine. The master writes the Shtar, gives it to the father, and the one who wrote the Shtar is Kona. So then it's parallel to Kiddushe Shtar. Kiddushe Shtar, the husband writes the Shtar, gives it to the wife, and the husband is Kone, the wife. Ela manda amar avkos v'maikel ameimar. But if you say that it's the father that writes the Shtar, Amma Ivriya, therefore it goes in the same direction, the Shtar and the Amma, so then that's not parallel to Kiddushe Kest, Kiddushe Shtar. So that shouldn't be a good makar. De Itmar, because we have a machlokas amarayim. Shtar Amma Ivriya mi kosvo, Rafuna Amar Adon kosvo, Rav Chisda Amar Av kosvo. Machlokas, Hanichal Rafuna, El Rav Chisda Meikel Amemar. So back we have a question here. How could Kiddushe Shtar be a makar for Kinyan Amma Ivriya or Kinyan Eved Ivri if it's going in opposite directions? The Shita L'Nodu L'Mi here points out that Rav Huna and Rav Chisda would be having a fundamental machlokas, not just who writes it, but the nature of these shtaros, how it's working. The Shita L'Nodu L'Mi says that according to Rav Huna, who says the Adon writes it, it must be that you compare it totally to Kiddushe Shtar, and therefore all the other requirements would also be existent. V'nire, de'beinan be'nami l'shma. You'd also, according to Rav Huna, you'd have to write this Lishma, just like Kiddushe Shtar has to be written Lishma. To keep it to me, Akesha Dimacheres Asyalon, Ulrav Chizda Damar Avko, so lo bina be Lishma. According to Rav Chizda, it would not have to be written Lishma, because it is not comparable to Kiddushe Kesef. The Menachas Chedech has a suffix about this. In Mitzvah Membeis, he has a suffix. Maybe he didn't have a Shitul Onod Lami. What this topic, Ib Shtar Shichur Shel Eved Ivri, Sara Kol Dine Shtar Shichur Shel Eved Kenani, Veget Isha, and also the Shtar Kenyan. So he has a suffix about this. But either way, the Gemara says that this parallel only works if it's written by the same person, by the Kona. But if it's written by the Makna, then it should not work, and the Av is the Makna, it's the standard for the daughter, and therefore we need a different Makar to teach me Shtar by Eved Ivri. So, Amar of Achabar Yaakov, Amar Kra, a second Makar. Lo Seitzei Kitzeisa Avadim, the Pasuk says that this Shivcha Am Ivriya, or Eved Ivri, does not go out in the same way that Avadim here means Eved Kenani, does not go out in the same way that Eved Kenani goes out. Meaning, what way does an Eved Kenani go out? Eved Kenani goes also out with Yitzia Shein V'Ayin. Right, or as Rashi says in the last wide line on top, Lotzei Kedeso Avadim B'Shein V'Ayin B'Rasha Eivarim Ke'Eved Kenani Shem Sima Eseineha V'Chein Eino Shel Eved Ivri Eino Yotzi B'Kach. Right, an Eved Ivri does not go out with Shein V'Ayin if the master damages the eye or the tooth. So that's what this pasuk is telling me explicitly. The Elot says it is avadim. The Eved Ivri does not go out like this is of avadim. Aval niknesi k'nikinyan avadim. But the makar is the yitzia is not like Kenani, but the knisa is like Kenani. And we know Kenani has shtar that works. So my new shtar. So that's the makar. The yitzia is different, but the knisa must be similar. And therefore, just like shtar works by Eved Kenani, so too shtar works by Eved Ivri. Says the Gemara, maybe you shouldn't make that diuk, but a different diuk. Ve'ema aval niknesu k'kinyan avadim umay niyu chazaka. How do you know that the kinyan that is being referred to here is shtar? Maybe it's chazaka. We know kinyan chazaka also works by Eved Kenani. What is a kinyan chazaka? How do you do chazaka on an Eved Kenani? So Rashi explains, my niyu chazaka, ula kaman mefarish kesad bechazaka, sheyechpu lasos melacha achas. You force somebody to do malacha for you. We'll talk about kinyan chazaka with Hashem in a couple of minutes. But the Gemara here says, so maybe that's the diyuk. Not that, oh, it's like kenani regarding shtar. Maybe it's like kenani regarding chazaka. So Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, no. V'yisnachaltem osam levnechem achareichem. The Pasuk says, by Eved Kenani, that you will be manchel them to your children. Ot, and we darshan, osam bechazaka v'lo acher bechazaka. Only the karka could be bechazaka v'lo acher bechazaka, and not others with chazaka. Meaning, Eved Kenani is compared to karka, that chazaka would work, but not to others, not to an Eved Ivri. So we include shtar, and we exclude chazaka. Because we have one pasuk that includes, one pasuk that excludes. Says the Gemara, so why don't you do the opposite? Ve'ema osam bishtar velo acher bishtar. Why do you include shtar? Why don't you exclude shtar? Hakziv, let's say the case of avadim. You have to have an exclusionary also. So, as the Gemara often asks, Sumara Isa, if you have one pasuk that includes, one pasuk that excludes, why do you choose to include shtar and exclude chazaka by kinyan eved ivri, Mara Isa? So the Gemara says, Mistavra shtar havelil rabuye. Mistama shtar is a more logical kinyan to include. Shekain motzia bebas Yisrael. Because you see, shtar works in more places. Where does a star work? Gerishin. Motzi b'bas Yisrael. So if a star is Motzi b'bas Yisrael, that's why the Gemara says here, we would include it by a case of Kinyan Eved Ivri. Says the Gemara, or even before we look at the little Tosfos. Why don't you just say, what do you mean Motzi b'bas Yisrael? Why don't you say it's Nikne b'bas Yisrael? We're trying to talk about Kinyanim here. So why don't you say, it's Nikneh B'bas Yisrael, Kedush Yishtar. Ha delo naka chekein machnis, tehu dami tvei, mishun debegeksiv behedya. Okay, get is a mefurish pasuk. So we'd rather say that's the reason that we decided on this limud and not others. Even though it would seem more connected and closer connected if you're talking about Kedush Yishtar. Or the Shita L'Nod L'Mi here says, maybe it picks get because that shows its uniqueness. It's power. It's the only thing that is motzi be'isha. Unlike Kiddush Yishtar, as we know, there are three ways to be Kona and Isha. That's the Lashon of the Shita L'Nod L'Mi. Adif le l'minkat shekein motzi, mishim tishtar l'chude motzi. Avaleinu machnes l'chude shua isha nikneis b'shlosha drachim, mimori. So that's the shows, we're trying to show its power and its uniqueness. So maybe that's why shtar is included. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, Adarabba, chazaka avlil rabuye. Maybe she should include chazaka. Why? Shekein kone b'nichse hager. What could be kone b'nichse hager? A ger dies and his property is all over. He has no relatives. So how are you kone that? You can't be kone that through a shtar. So you see, chazaka is a more universal kinyan. And therefore, why don't you include chazaka over shtar? The Gemara gives two answers. Be'ishas mias lo ashkachan. Either, no, you're not going to, so what that it works by nichse hager. That has nothing to do with us. We're trying to talk about within the context of a marriage. Context of a marriage, Eved Ivri is also within the world, connected to the world of marriage, as we know Yiyud. So that's why Be'ishas, we have to want to find it. Or Yibayisema lohachi ahani im acheres. Maybe go back to that Hekish of Im Acheres. We'd rather compare Kiddushesh Isha and Gerushesh Isha with our case of Amma Ivriya and Eved Ivri. Let's just finish till it do that. Says the Gemara of Rav Huna, Hilo Seisik Seiso Avadim my Darish Bey. Rav Huna, what is he? Who says? Right, Rav Huna is the one that says Adon Kosvo. Right, he is fine. The first marker the Gemara brought today is a good marker for him. Because he compares it to, right, Imacheres Yikachlo. The master writes it just like the husband writes it. So what does he need this second pasuk for? He doesn't need it to include shtar. He has a different makar. So Haumi Boile, Shena Yotze, Barashe Yivarim, Kevin. He uses it for the Pasha Pshat. The Pasha Pshat of the Eved Ivri does not go out with Rashi Yivarim like in Eved Kenani does. Rev Chizda, Imkein Lichtov Kra, Lo Seisi Ka Avadim. My Kitseiso Avadim. Shmamina Tarti, so we have an extra makar learned out from there. Okay, the discussion here by, let's go back to the line of Kone b'nichsei hager. The Gemara says that chazaka is the only one that works by nichsei hager and not shtar. The question that Rishonim ask is that we're looking for strengths and universal elements of shtar and limiting elements of chazaka. The fact that shtar does not work by nichsei hager, does that show a reyasa of shtar? It's just that you have nobody to give it to. Does that mean that it shouldn't work? There's no recipient. Shtar requires two parties. If you don't have a second party, then you can't do a shtar. Does that really show that it is less effective, it is less powerful? Most kinyanim just have to do with the item itself. Nothing really to do with the other person. Chazaka, hagbah, mishicha. Well, they do with the item. But shtar, it requires another person. Does that mean that it's weaker because if there's no other person? Says the Shita Nodlami. He's playing a big role today. V'yavagav d'shtar lo shayich behu t'haleka man delikni lei mikomako mailehi etzel chazaka she'ein b'nechzei ager kini acheres. It's not so much that shtar is weak here, but chazaka is strong here. Because kesef also can't work by nechzei ager. And you can't do other kinyana by nechzei ager either. So chazaka is the only one that works really. So that's what the Gemara really means. Not that shtar is so weak, but chazaka is what is strong. Or the language of the Ritva here. The uniqueness of chazaka is that chazaka would work even without das acheres makne. We know that always plays a role. And sometimes Palitosas say, even on a daraisa level, to give it to a katan. But that is really the emphasis of what the Gemara really means here. Hachi pirusho chazaka kniya alimtahi shakone b'makom she'ein das acheres makne. So both the Ritva and the Shita Nodlami say our line, even though it says that a shtar does not work by nichsei hager, what it really means is that chazaka does work, and therefore, or when the Gemara does say chazaka does work, it's emphasizing chazaka, even though it's not such a reyasa for shtar. Just one ha'ara, and that is about the Shita of the Rambam by kinyan chazaka. Kinyan chazaka, as we mentioned, is a unique type of kinyan, also in that what action is required. Hagbah, we know, you lift up the item. Mishicha, I pull the item. Maseira, I give over the reins of the animal, as we'll talk about. What's chazaka? Chazaka means what's the kinyan? I'm machzik, I hold it? No, is that what chazaka means? Chazaka is not a specific action. Chazaka is, we know the Rambam writes in the Chazbeis Abchira. B'nei Yisrael were nikne Eretz Yisrael b'chazaka, the second time. What did that mean? Settlement. So what does that mean? So is that a kinyan? So the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Mechira and in Hilchas Zechiyah Matana. Talks about the kinyan chazaka. The Rambam says, if I want to be kone karka, the Mishnah is going to tell us later on, how am I kone karka? Kesef, shtar, and chazaka. Right? That's the Mishnah about karka. Think chavav or so. Right? The Mishnah tells us, on the top of chavav, kesef, shtar, and chazaka. So what is chazaka? So if you look in Rashi there, kinyan chazaka, Rashi says, Rafak Bapurta, you dig a little bit. You dig. Oh, Dayish Amitsri, I make the borders. That's Chazaka. Oh, Na'al Oparatz Kalshahu. Or I close up a fence. Right, I do something in order to what? To physically do something in the karka. Right, that's what Rashi says. It's Kini Chazaka there on Chafav Amid Aleph. If you look at the Rambam says in Ilchas Mechira, also talking about chazaka, haisa karka tzachiyach sela she'ein balo gedera velo peritza ve'ena basriya. What if it's very rocky terrain and you can't dig? So what do you do for kinyan chazaka, the Rambam says? Hare ha'chazaka shekone osa ba shtichas haperos. I spread out my fruit onto the ground. Oh, ha'amadas behema sham. I put my animal there. V'chayotze bazeh mishara tashmish. Or any other type of usage. The Rambam says, spreading out fruit or putting my animals there, that is kinyan chazaka. Asks the Ravid, Amar Avram, Hamil Salom Mechavra, what is the Rambam talking about? Dahai chazaka, achilas peirosi. The Rambam is describing chazaka where you're not doing anything physically with the ground. The achilas peiros, lo mahanya, ela kinegetaina. You know what that works for? It does not work for a chazaka per se. It works to prevent someone else's chazaka. We know there's a concept, third parakah, Baba Basra, Cheskas Gimel Shanim. If I squat for 3 years on land, it's mine, if you don't complain about it. So if you put your fruit there, that is a registered complaint. If you use it, that's called a mechah. Says the Ravid, that's what it would work for. It doesn't work for a positive kinyan. It works for a prevention of a kinyan. Aval, mikna ba'ara, says the Ravid, but to be kone a piece of land, lo kanya elamidi de mahanya la'ara, ke'ein no avagadar. You got to do something specifically in the karka. So what is the Rambam talking about here? How does the Rambam allow, like Rashi said, Rashi's examples there were physically with the land, digging, putting up a fence. The Rambam says, achilas peiros, and shtichas peiros is good enough. Why does that work? Why does that work? It must be, the Rambam assumes, in a case where it's very rocky. So what else are you going to use this land for? What else is it good for? To put spreading out fruit, to letting my animals graze there in the little crevices where there is land. What do you mean? Isn't chazakah an action that is required per se? How does the Rambam stretching the definition? The answer is, the Magen Mishnah says right here, because the root secret of every kinyan is two words, haraz bailus, reflection of ownership. Once I do something that an owner would do, that itself is a reflection, that itself is the kinyan. So says the Magen Mishnah, that's how it could be sometimes flexible. Most kinyanim require a certain maisa, and that's the haraz bailus. But kinyan chazaka is a little more flexible. V'nira shadas rabenu, zal, says the Magen Mishnah. D'lo be'inan midi demol l'karka elok shalokeach enu ne'ne. Avok shalokeach ne'ne v'das acheres makne. V'adekano v'gdola mizu no abayis. If you just lock a door, close a door, that also could work. K'derech shahabaylim no'alim bateyem. That's the key line. Just like who closes front doors? The owner closes the front door. I don't close the front door of my friend's house. If I close the front door, that means it must be my house. So says the Magen Mishnah, that's exactly what's going on here. And that's why it works even without a physical act in the karka. And if you want to just see the Rambam Lishitaso, a couple of prakam later, in Hilchas Zechiya Umatana, in Perek Beis, the Rambam there talks about Nichse Hager, Ketzad, how you kone Nichse Hager? Ketzad alokea karka mechaver vehechzik ba, bachilos peiroseha kana. If I buy a land from my friend and I just eat fruit from the land, kana, says the Rambam, kamosha biyarnu, avo benichse hefker, o benichse hager, but if I'm kone it from a ger, meaning basically it's hefker, afilu achal peiros eilan, kamashonim lo kana, lo gufa eilan, lo gufa karka, One second, what's the Rambam talking about here? Jumps the Ravid. The Rambam says in Ilchas Mechira that all you have to do is spread out your fruit or let your animal graze in the field. And that's good enough for Kinyan Chazaka. All of a sudden here in Ilchas Zechiya Perek Beis, the Rambam says, no, all of a sudden he agrees with Rashi and the Ravid. You have to do a Maisa Beguf HaKarka. What's the difference? The answer is, because it's all about haraz bailus. What's the context here? This is nechse ager. There's no das acheres makne. If I eat fruit and the owner is standing there watching me eat fruit, that's a haraz bailus, that it's mine. I need less, ironically. By nechse ager, it's hefker. I have to do more in order to show that it's mine. And therefore, the Rambam would be modeh. By Nechse Hager, what our Gemara is talking about. That Chazaka works by Nechse Hager, that you need a Maisa Bekufa Karka. You can't just put out your fruit, because that's not strong enough. It's not being done in front of the owner, and therefore it wouldn't fit the standard. So the Rambam in Ilchas Mechira Perek Aleph, Ilchas Mechira Perek Beis, giving us a little insight into the world of Kinyan Chazaka. Again, hopefully over the next 10 blot or so, when we talk about all various Kinyanim, we get to speak about each one at various intervals. What is the root, the secret of every Kinyan? Okay, but that gets us a little bit into Kinyan Chazaka. Two dots, we continue now. So the Mishnah said, back on Yud Dalet Amid Beis, an Eved Ivri is Niknet, Bekesef, and Beshtar. So now we get into the next line. The Eved Ivri could get his freedom. Kona Atzmo. Remember, an Eved Ivri is Chayiv in all mitzvahs. Eved Ivri is a full Jew. full Jew who either stole, so Bezdin sold him, Machruhu Bezdin, or he was very poor, so Machruhu Atzmo. So he sold himself in order to make some money. How does he get his freedom? V'kones Atzmo Bishanim. Dechsiv, Sheishanim Yavod, Uvashviyis, V'gomer. Number one, 6 years. Right, the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. 6 years, and then he is automatically free. Or, B'yovel. Dechsiv, Ashnasa Yovel Yavod Imach. Until Yovel, if Yovel comes before 6 years, then he only works until Yovel. And number three is going to be Giron Kesef. When we say Yovel, at what point of Yovel do Avadim go free? We know Avadim is one of the few halachas. There are a few halachas that happens in Yovel, right? Karka goes back to the original owners, and there's a mitzvah to blow shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel. A couple of halachas of Yovel. But when does an Eved go free? That is not so clear. The Gemara discusses it in Maseches Rosh Hashanah on Daf Ches Amid Beis. Machlokes Tanaim. When an Eved Ivri, as the Gemara here says, goes free by Yovel, when does he go free? The Pasuk says, V'kidashtim eshnas ha-chamishim shana. Sanctify the 50th year. So how do you sanctify it? So Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Omer. Rabbi Yishmael says, there's a limbo period. May Rosh Hashanah ad Yom HaKippurim. Lo hayu avadim niftarim lebadehem. Avadim don't go home yet, but they also don't work. V'lo mishtabdim ladoneim, but they're still not being meshubed. Ela ochlin v'shosin usmechin. They eat, they drink, they're merry. That's a happy aseres yimei tshuva. V'atroseim b'rasheim, and they wear their crowns on their heads. This does not have to be literally crowns on their heads. The Rambam borrows this lashon in Hilchos Tshuva when he talks about Olam Haba. Olam Haba, he says, there's no eating, drinking, they're sitting there, v'atroseim b'rasheim. He borrows it from this Gemara. Atroseim b'rasheim is a simin of cherus. Simon of Cherus. Kivan shehigia Yom HaKippurim, and once Yom HaKippur comes, so then, taku bezdim bashofar, niftiru avadim libatehem. Then the avadim go home after Yom Kippur, the sados chozos leba'alehen. And the sados and the fields go back, and that's how Rabbi Yishmael darshins the psukim by Yovel. The kidashim estas hachamishim, miskadeshes v'holeches mitchilosa. And the Rabbanan there use it for a different halacha. No, shanim ata makadesh, v'yata makadesh chadashim. Right? He says the rabbanan say no. They learned something else from it, meaning it's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. Period. They go through Rosh Hashanah. That's when Yovel starts. According to Rabbi Shmuel, though, it's an interesting shiloh. What is their status in this limbo period? They're not working anymore, but they're not free yet. They don't go home yet. Reminds us a little bit of Yetzias Mitzrayim when there were different stages of the pidyon, as is mentioned by many. But the question here is, what exactly is their status? The Menachas Chinuch, as you would have imagined, the Menachas Chinuch here wonders what their status is regarding various halachas. What about, we know an Eved Ivri has the kinyan, so he can marry a Shifcha Kananis. So what about during this limbo period? Could he live with a Shifcha Kananis? Meaning, at root, is he an Eved, but he doesn't have to work? Or he's not an Eved anymore, but he can't go home yet. That's the Shaila. You have this limbo period. Al-Kain suggests the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Membeis, May Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim, Mitzvah Tali V'koi. He's in limbo. Dilma Lo Yisku. But what, maybe they're not going to blow shofar. Right? Maybe the Yovel is going to be Batel. O Lo Yachzur Asados, V'lo Yeh Yovel Klau. V'yacharkach, V'yom HaKippurim, K'shosin Shlashtam, Chal Yovel Lo Mafreya. When Yom Kippur comes, now you know for sure. Al-Kain Lo Mishtabdin Dilma Yeh Yovel. So that's one approach. Maybe really he's free already. You just want to make sure that Yovel really happens in full. And therefore you have to wait. Vein Niftar Lebatei and Dilma Yibat La Yovel Dainu Dilma Lo Yaso Echad Mishlashtam. V'yem Kain Pashut. If this is all true, that you're really worried, fundamentally you might be free already. But you're nervous that Yovel might not become in effect, because you need all the halachas to be telling each other. V'imkein pashut the rashan yom kippurim asurim havada b'shivcha kananis the dilma yia yovel v'imkein yatzol lecheres b'rosh hashanah v'asurim b'rosh hashanah. So, but that's only on a practical level. You might say fundamentally, if you were a navi and you knew that yovel would be intact by the time Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur comes, so maybe fundamentally you're free and therefore asur. But if you know that yovel would be batel, That's the Shaila here. What exactly? But he has the assumption that really you are free already from Rosh Hashanah. And there's a tnai, you just want to make sure that Yovel actually happens, and that's why you have to wait. But fundamentally, you're free. But that's this lashon here of sitting there, Vatro Sambur Hashem V'cholu. Again, the Rambam in Perek Ches of Hilchas Tshuva describes Olam Haba in this way, Halacha Beis, regarding the limbo period of the Shichur of Yovel. Okay, we know that Sefer Chinuch writes there in on the mitzvah of Yovel. Also, this is a well-known Sefer Chinuch. The reason, what's the reason we blow shofar? What's the reason we blow shofar in Rosh Yom Kippur of Yovel? So the Sefer Chinuch says, misery loves company, to put it in English. Meaning, it's hard to give up your fields, to give up your avadim. You've had this faithful eved for years, and all of a sudden you have to give him up. So you blow shofar, you realize everybody is going through this. Right? It's not just me. Everybody's going through this. Everybody's above them are going free now. So that helps us out a little bit in this regard. Okay, so that was Shanim and Yovel. Next, Giron Kasef. Giron Kasef and Eved Ivri could gain his own freedom by paying his way out. Giron Kasef. Omar, if you remember, we had Giron Kasef once before. Where did we have Giron Kasef? The first of four Makaros for Beis Shammai. For Beis Shammai, back when we discussed, why does Beis Shammai say you need a dinar and not just a pruta to get married? So Beis Shammai said, Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Reish Lakish says, because of the Heftam al Amit Shem Garis Bipinyon Avi Yotza. We compare Kiddusha Kesef to the Kinyon of Ame Ivriya. And just like Ame Ivriya requires more because you have to be able to go down, so too here. But here, we're just using it as per se, talking about the kinyan of the kinyan of freedom for an Eved Ivri. So Amar Chizkiyah, to Amar Krav Hefta. The Hefta is, again, hif'il, that the master helps the process of pidyon, causative, melamed shemagare bipidyonav yotza, tana. V'kones atzma b'kesef u'b'shava kesef u'b'shtar. Also, he can be koneh himself with kesef and shava kesef, right? That's what the Mishnah just said, giron kesef. But we know it also, the giron kesef means paying off, right? Lessening. So we know kesef, shava kesef, and even shtar. Shtar could also work for his freedom. What's that? Shtar shichur. That the master gives. So, says the Gemara, how do we know that shtar would work here? So Bishlama Kesef Dichsiv Mi Kesef Miknaso Shava Kesef Nami Yashiv Gula So Amrachmana Lava Shava Kesef Kesef. So we know that Kesef and Shava Kesef work. Again, this is for Eved Ivri. Ela Hai Shtar Hechidami. What shtar are we talking about? We're familiar with shtar by an Eved Kanani. Shtar Shichur, as we've discussed many times, compared to Get. But here, by Eved Ivri, what shtar are we talking about? Right? Hai shtar hechidami. Right? Look at Rashi for a second. Lama li shtar. It's going on the next line, but let's just do it now. Ha ein gufo kanu yevachov mamon. Avoda sheishanam sheishalav. Isn't an Eved Ivri only a financial relationship? So what does shtar? Shtar have to do with statuses? An Eved Ivri is chayav in all mitzvos. Doesn't have a different status than another Jew. So what would a shtar be functioning for here? So let's go back to the Gemara now. Say, Elahai shtar hechidami. What kind of shtar are we talking about that would work to help an Eved Ivri get his freedom? Ilema dekasav le shtar admei. Is it that he writes an IOU, as we discussed earlier, by Kedushay Shtar? So is it that he writes an IOU? He gives the master that I owe you this money. Hainu kesef. That's kesef. The Rashba says it's like kesef. It's not exactly kesef. We said Beferish before that it's not actually kesef. It's the Rashba l'shitaso. If you remember, the Rashba said that Kiddushi Shtar does not work with a Shtar Admei. Right? He had a different shot there. So the Rashba says here, it's not exactly kesef because he didn't give him anything yet. But it would function like kesef. So therefore, says the Gemara, that wouldn't be a separate item on the list here. Let me just read you that Rashba's Lashon. Kolmar Kolshin Esratze Adon Bekach Eino Yochol Achzer Bo Tainu Kesef. And he continues regarding that. Okay, so what does it mean shtar here? If you mean shtar admehanu kesef, ela shichur. So Gemara says shichur. A shtar shichur would work for an Eved Ivri. Shtar lamali lemale ba'api trei zil. What do you mean? If it's just letting him free, why can't he just go in front of two people and say go? Inami ba'api beidina zil, or go in front of a bezdin. You know, go. Meaning, is there a status that the Eved Ivri has? If you look in the Tosfos Riazakin here, he says, Bapi Trey Zeal, who I met a couple of weeks ago, I didn't clarify, but I'd forgotten, but it's the scholars say the Tosfos Riazakin here is not really one of the Bali Atosis. It's Avram Menahar, who lived with the Meiri in Provence. But it's printed as called the Tosfos Riazakin. That's what the scholars assume, that it's Rabbi Avram Menahar, who we have his commentary on Nedarim and other Mesechtes. So it says the Tosfos Riazakin here. Kosalka Daitach, de Lesle Zchusa Begave de Eved, Velohavi Ella Kiloved, Velamale Shichrur, Yomale Bevishnaim. Meaning, what's the Havamini here? And Eved Ivri is like a loan. It's a financial obligation. So the master doesn't have any Kenyan status in the Eved Ivri. So what are you talking about? A Star Shichrur. Star Shichrur is for an Eved Kenani, not an Eved Ivri. So what does this mean here? So the Gemara answers, Chiddush Gadol. Gemara says, no. Even in an Eved Ivri, there is a status. Amar Rava Zoso Meres Eved Ivri Gufo Kanui. An Eved Ivri's guf, his mahus, is nicknap to the master, Varavsha Machal, Al Girono, Ain Girono Machal. And if you don't work out the finances, you just say, no, Mochel, it's not going to work. Not going to work. Mechila can work stam for a financial obligation, but it cannot work to remove a status. And on this Gemara right here, this is where the Ramban makes his comment. The Ramban and all the other later Rishonim, his Talmidim quote it. I'll read it to you from the Ritva. The Ramban quotes, Every Eved Ivri has two, the master has two kinyanim in the Eved Ivri. He has a kinyan mamon and he has a kinyan isser. That's the language, gets it from this little Gemara, Eved Ivri Gufokani. Vigla Meimar, read it to you from the Ritva, but again, it's the Ramban. De ilu be Eved Kenani, there is a tzad. Let me just say how he says it. Tilo beve kenani yesh l'rav bo shnei kinyanim. Kinyan maise yada v'kinyan iser shabo sh'asav v'mas Yisrael. Omishem kinyan iser shabo lo sagile b'dvarim delay malay zil. To get isha v'tzara get shichru latir b'mas Yisrael. Tumi to get isha v'chulu. Omishem haytayma nami omar rabba de bede eved ivri nami. Ha'ikat tzad kinyan agufa de kinyan iser. There also, by Eved Kenani, it's more a Dover Pashit. You have those two Kinyanim. But the Chiddush of Rabbah here is that even by Eved Ivri, there is somewhat of a status. Sheba Odo Eved, Mutter B'Shivcha Kenanis. After all, we do know one halacha, in Eved Ivri is Mutter B'Shivcha Kenanis. Umipnei Kinyan Zeh V'din Isser Zeh, Derami Alei Ba'odo Eved, Chashuv Kinyan Aguf Latzricho Get, V'lo Sagi Le B'Dvarim. So what we know, as a Dover Pashit, by an Eved Kenani, the two Kinyanim, that is the Chiddush of this Gemara right here, what Rava, or Rabba, extends, that Eved Ivri is also Gufo Kanui, if you are going, and that's why a Shtar would work for an Eved Ivri, how Rava explains it. Again, it's a lot here, wonderful discussions, which we don't have time to go into fully now, but to be aware of that. The Mechila would not work. This also relates to what we discussed a couple of days ago, when we discussed Mechila Pashtus, according to Rove, could only work on a Chiv. I can be Mochel a Chiv. I can't Mochel an object. I can't Mochel a status. That's what we discussed, if you remember, in the context of Kitsha Begezel. Right, if the woman is mocheles to him, so how does that become his? It must be there's something called kinyani geneva. She's just mochel the chiyuv hashava. There are those rishonim that might say mechila could work on a ba'en, but it's more mechudash. But that's part of what's going on here. If there is a status, so then stam mechila wouldn't be able to work. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Yisera Lav Amma Yevriya Amma Reish Lakish. Rish Lakish has another Chiddush. Ami Ivriya. Remember the Mishnah said there's another way that an Ami Ivriya could go free. More than an Eved Ivri. An Ami Ivriya goes free when she becomes a Gedola. When she becomes a Nara, when she becomes 12 years old, an Ami Ivriya goes free. So, Rav Huna now says, Rish Lakish says, an Ami Ivriya also goes free when her father dies. When her father dies, that's the Chiddush of Reish Lakish. How do you know that from a Kal Vachomer? Uma Simonim. I'm sorry, can I go back for 1 minute? Before Reish Lakish, there is a Chashuk Echem. Just to mention, once we're talking about Mechila, just the one for the day, he says the following case. Shimon, Higi Elidida Ruvain, for a loan. Ruvain gives Shimon a loan. Fine. A month later, Reuven goes to Shimon and says, you know what? You know, it's can I have my loan back? Shimon's like, oh, I don't have any money. A whole sob story. And Reuven has Rachmanis on him. And he feels very bad. Reuven shematzavo shel Reuven ma'o naga lilibo sagar at the telephone. Reuven's like, let me think about it. He puts down the telephone and says in his heart, you know what? I'm just going to be mochel. Just going to be mochel. But he didn't tell him yet. He just thinks in his heart, I'm going to be mochel. And then a week later, the wife of Reuven sees Reuven and says, no, you get the loan back? Reuven's like, no, not yet. She's like, what do you mean? She's like, he's in a tough position. And his wife starts screaming at him. Like, Al, what are you talking about? We need that money. How could you say that you're not going to pay back? And he never told Shimon that he wasn't going to collect. And this is causing such shalom bias problems. Is this a mechila b'taus? Had he known that his wife would be so upset that if he wouldn't collect, you know, can he say shabaoso rega may rov tzar al matzavo shel Shimon shachakti lerega ich sheishti tagiv hari bevada ilu hayiti yodea sheishti tichas mo lo hayiti mochel. Or do I say no? Mechila is a mechila, right? You didn't have an obligation to do this. Okay, you did a nice thing. So he goes through the whole discussion. First of all, is there mechila belave? Is there number one? And then he goes into, is there something called a mechila b'taus? And he goes through the whole discussion, and at the end, he says, yes. He says he would never have been mochel if he thought this would cause such shalom bias problems. You could call this a mechila b'taus. Ubevadesh lo yiskaven sha'avor mechila zu yitzarech latzeis lavod ba'erev b'nikayon chadrei madrigot v'chadoma. He didn't expect to have to go work, and his wife will make him go out, and therefore, he says, bat laha mechila in this regard. He'd be able to push it off. Okay, sorry about that. Now we back to Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish says that an amei evriya should be able to go free even by the death of her father. So why is that? So Gemara says, kavachomer. Uma simanim she'en motzien meirushos av motzien meirushos adon simanim when she becomes a gdola. So she is still, when she is in the rishus of her father, simanim don't do anything. When she becomes a nara, we had earlier, binure beisaviha, she's still in the rishus of the father when she is a nara. So simanim are not motzi meirushos av, but they are motzi meirushos adon. So misa shemotzia meirushos av, enodin shemotzia meirushos adon. So surely, if her father dies, which is motzi from her father's rishus, obviously her father died, surely it should be motzi meirushos adon. That's Rav Reish Lakish's claim. So we're going to have a couple of questions on Reish Lakish. Number one, Meisve and Reish Lakish will eventually, Beis Hashem, be rejected. Meisve, Rav Oshaya, Yisera Lava Me'evriya, Shekonetz Atzma V'simanim. Our Mishnah said, there's one thing that the Me'evriya has over the Eved Ivri. She goes out with simanim. V'yemisa Nisti Nami Misa Sa'af. And if you're right, Reish Lakish, why did the Mishnah mention it? This is also an extra yitzia. Tana v'shir. It left it out. My shir, the high shir. So what else was left out? The Mishnah wouldn't just leave out one. Shir misas ha'adon. If the master dies, she also goes free. So Gemara says, Imi shir misas ha'adon laf shiru. That's not a shir. Tekiva deikanami be'ish lok tani. That applies to a man too. Right? Evid ivri too. So Gemara says, ve'ela nisni. So why? So we're back to the Kasher Reish Lakish. If it's true, why isn't it in the Mishnah? Answer, Tana Dava, Sheish Lo Kitzva, Ktani, something that is definite, it says, Dava Shein Lo Kitzva Lo Ktani. But like without a Kitzva Lo Ktani, you don't know when the father's going to die. You don't know if the father's going to die. By 6 years and Yovel, you know those are known, and they're a controlled factor. But this is out of control. That's why it doesn't say it. Iva simanim de ein lahem kitzva v'ktani. Simanim also don't have a kitzva. Why? Some girls get mature earlier, some girls get mature later. So also it's not definite. The Gemara says, Amar of Safra. No, ein lahem kitzva lamala. Sometimes it takes girls longer. Aval yesh lahem kitzva lamata. There is a minimum age for simanim. Meaning, if it comes too young, then it's not called simanim. So there is a line on the younger side. Tanya, the Brisa says, Benteisha shanim shevi shtei Cyrus shuma, a 9-year-old who brings shtei Cyrus, so it does not, doesn't have the status of a gadol. We consider it's just a growth, but it does not have the status. Mi benteisha shanim v'yom echad ad ben yudbei shanim v'yom echad ve'odan ba, if he gets Cyrus, if he has hairs, and they're still on him when he turns into a gadol, shuma. So we also disregard them because it has to grow in what when he is closer proximity to when he's going to become a gadol. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, no, simen. It's a simen if it's still here. Ben Yud Gimel Shana V'Yom Echad, which might relate to whether Cyrus are siman or siba. If there's siba, then maybe they have to grow now. If there's siman, then maybe it has more flexibility. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Siman. Ben Yud Gimel Shana, V'yomecha, Devyakol Simen. But if it grows when he is 13, then it's a Simen. So you see, there is a minimum mark for when the Simanim count. So maybe that's why, that would answer for Reish Lakish. That's why Simanim are in the Mishnah, because it is a Davar Sheishbo Kitzvah, but Misa Sa'av is not. It can happen anytime, and that's why it's not in the Mishnah. So far Reish Lakish is defended. But now, let's continue. Masa Rav Sheishas. Rav Sheishas says from another Brisa, I will ask you, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Dalid Ma'anikim Lahem. There are four situations where the Torah demands Ha'anaka. Ha'anaka is what we might call severance. Severance that when an eved goes free in certain situations, certain types of an eved, certain types of freedom, so you have to pay him a certain amount. Severance. There's a lumdish question, which hopefully Bishop will get back to at some point, whether it is a specified type of tztaka, or it's more of a chiyuv mamon, not dafka tztaka. So that's a lundish question which we'll have to get back to. But what are the four cases? Gimel be'isha, gimel be'isha. Three of them apply to a man, three of them apply to a woman. V'iyata yachal lomar dalid be'echad. But four, even though they're not, there are four altogether, but none of the four apply to one gender. There's overlap, but none apply to all four. Why? Levi she'esi manim be'ish, a man does not go free when he becomes of age a gadol. Vein retzia be'isha, and there's no even nirtza by an isha. So you see, there are four altogether, but three only apply to each one. Rashi quotes here the Havamina. What are the four that we think in the Havamina right now? Rashi, the end of Dibur Maskil, Dalid Ma'anikim. Rashi says the Havamina is, what are the four? Yotze b'sheish shanim. Goes out 6 years. Vayotze biyovel, nirtza, sheyotze b'mitzas adon, v'simanim dam evriya. Those are the four. Shanim, yovel, evan, nirtza, going out when the adon dies, and the simanim of an isha. Those are the four listed by Reb Shimon. So, and obviously simanim only apply to a woman, and evan nirtza only applies to a man. So the Gemara says, V'im Isa, and if you, Reish Lakish, are right, that Misas Ha'av also sets free, Nisni Nami Misas Ha'av, why is it Misas Ha'av here in the Braisa? V'chite Malchanami Tana V'shir, and if you want to say it, well, left it off, V'har Bogtani, it says a specific number, wouldn't leave off if it's specifically counting. V'chite Matana Davar She'esh Lo Kitzvah Ktani, V'davar She'esh Lo Kitzvah Lo Ktani, and if you want to say like we answered before for the Mishnah, that it only says definite situations. Vasimanim deilan kesav ktani. It says simanim. Vechitema hakanami kider of safra. And if you want to see, like we said before, there is a minimum at least mark for simanim. Vaika misas adon. But isn't the one of the four the adon dying? Deilam kitzva viktani. Misas adon is also in lo kitzva. So question answers the Gemara. Misas adonami lo ktani. You're right. Misas adon is not on the list either. So you're missing one. Elva arba mainiu. So what are the four? What are the four on the list? So we have the Havamina, but now the Gemara explains. Shanim, V'yovel, those two we knew. V'yovel shel Ritzia. Not that an Evanirza is going to go free when the Adon dies, but an Evanirza is going to go free when Yovel occurs. V'amay Evriya b'simanim. Those are the four. There's no death in any of the four. Rav Yashiv here discusses, you know, what changed Havamina Maskana, that originally we thought Yovel, the word Yovel could be for both. For anybody who goes three in Yovel. And now we're saying Yovel is two on the list. Yovel of a non-Evan Nirtza and a Yovel of an Evan Nirtza. What's the difference between those two? So he discusses that. So it also makes sense that Misas Adon is not on the list. Diktani Seifa. Because the last line says, right, you can't say there's four by any of them. V'im Isa, and if it's true that Misas Adon is on the list, B'isha Mi'a Mishkachasla Arba. Right, so an Isha also has that, by Misas Adon. So Shema Amina, that's why it must be that it's not on the list. So far still, Reish Lakish is defended, but now we're going to finish. Masiv of Amram, try number three. Ve'elu manikem lahem. These following have Hanukkah, and here it's Beferish, so you can't get out of it. Hayotze Bashanim, Ubi Yovel, Ubi Misas Adon. So there, Misas Adon is on the list, so why isn't Misas Av there? V'imisa nisni nami Misas Av. Why is it Misas Av there? V'chitei matana v'shir. V'ha'elu k'tani. It says these, meaning there's nothing left off. V'chitei matana v'shir lo kitzva k'tani, davar she'en lo kitzva lo k'tani. V'ha'simanim de'en lo kitzva k'tani. Same shakla v'tarya. It says simanim. V'chitei machana mekidur of safra. Ha'ika Misas Adon. Right? The Misas Adon is there, which is ein lo kitzva, and that's listed. Tziufta, the Reish Lakish tziufta. So Reish Lakish is knocked out. The Misas Ha'adon is Misas Ha'av does not set the girl free. Says the Gemara, Reish Lakish Kal V'Chomer Amar, but didn't Reish Lakish say a Kal V'Chomer? So how could he be knocked out? Does he have a good Kal V'Chomer? Answer, Kal V'Chomer Prichahi. No, it's a problematic Kal V'Chomer. Mishum Dika L'Mifrach. Malis, what was this Kal V'Chomer? From Simanim to Misas Ha'av. No, there's a big difference between the two. Mala Simanim Shenishtana Aguf. Simanim physically change her. That's why it's different. Tomar b'Misas Ha'av she can learn Nishtana Aguf. There's no Shinui Baguf, and therefore it's not going to have the same effect. You can't have a Kal V'Chomer because it's two different types of goings out. Period. There's one more section. And then we'll have to continue tomorrow. Tani Chada, one Brisa says, Enek Eved Ivri La'atzmo V'enek Ama Ivri La'atzmo. One Brisa says that the Hanaka goes to the Avadim themselves. V'tani Idach, Enek Ama Ivri O'Mesiasa La'avia. And one says it goes to her father. V'ein L'Rabba El Eschar Batala Bilvad. The master only has this schar, what the Eved has to pay her back, what she didn't work during the time that she found the Metziah. Okay, but either way, why does one Brisa say it goes to the father, one to her? My love, hadanafka b'simanim hadanafka la b'misas av. Right, isn't Reish Lakish right? Isn't one of these Brises proving that maybe the death of the father, that's why it would go to her? The Gemara says no. Lo, idavidi danafka la b'simanim. She went up b'simanim both times. V'lo kasha de isulav hadalazalav. You're right, she doesn't have a father in one place, but it's not that she went out b'misas av. She went up b'simanim both times. Last section, Bishlama Enek Ama Ivriela Atzma. I understand why the Hanukkah, the Brisa tells me the Hanukkah of Ama Ivriela has to go to her Limute Achin, excluding that it does not go to her brothers. Titanya Vislachatem Osam Lovnechem Acharechem, because the Pasuk says the Eved Kenani is like Karka goes to the children, the sons. Osam Lovnechem, Lobanasechem Lovnechem. None of the rights of the daughter go to the sons. Mikan Shein Adam Morish and Sechuz Bito Lobano. So we understand what the Chiddush of Anak to an Eved to a Alma Ivriya is. Ela Anak Eved Ivri La Atzma Pshita. Ela Laman. Who else would that go to? Two answers. Amar Rav Yosef, Yud Karis Kachazina Hacha. You made a Yud into a whole city here. Meaning, you're right, it's there's no Chiddush. It said it, but it doesn't really mean it. It took a small detail, which is not Mechudash, and just mentioned it anyway. That's the phrase of Yud Karas. Yud is a Yud, Karas is a city. Abaya Amar Hachi Amar of Sheshes Hamani Totayhu Titanya Totay Omer Lo Velo the Balchovo. You give it to the Eved Ivri, but you don't give it to any of his creditors. Right? Even though we had Shibudad Rabbi Nasan, we mentioned a couple of days ago also, if A O is B and B O C, A pay C, not here. The Chiddush is you give it to the Eved Ivri and not to his creditors. Period. We'll have to stop here. We'll pick up by Gufa. We're in the world of Ha'anaka. That's going to come out more tomorrow. Hashem, as we continue these dafim in the world of Avadim.